DCCC labels House Republicans extremist. Dangerous, chaotic as Democrats flounder in polls. By Catherine Hamilton on November 16, 2021. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, sent out a memo on Monday, touting House Democrats' supposed accomplishments and maligning House Republicans as extremist, dangerous, and chaotic ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. Democrats, who by some estimates are 8 points behind Republicans in the generic congressional ballot, are reportedly delivering for the American people, while Republicans are too dangerous to run Congress, the DCCC wrote. The committee, which is chaired by Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, employed barbed rhetoric to paint their colleagues as crazy and themselves as defenders of democracy, the type of gaslighting and divisive speech many Americans reject. Vulnerable, scandal-prone, and conspiracy-wielding extremist Republicans Cowardly Kevin McCarthy and extremist NRCC Chairman Tom Emmer have their hands full with a conspiracy-promoting ivermectin caucus, a band of anti-democracy goons, and a group of big-lie candidates that are sure to turn off suburban voters looking for real, sane leadership in Washington, the memo says in part. Next November, American voters will have to choose between betting on House Republicans' dangerous, chaotic agenda that divides Americans and does nothing to make their families' lives better and House Democrats who have fought to end the COVID-19 pandemic, reopened our schools, got Americans back to work, and delivered on game-changing legislation to improve their lives. We believe the American people will make the right bet on progress over chaos, the memo continues. In the memo, the DCCC propped up what it views as achievements and repeated promises which have to yet be fulfilled. The memo claimed Democrats are crushing COVID-19 and rescuing the economy with more than 400 million shots in arms and 5 million workers back on the job. The memo did not qualify many of its claims with evidence, however. In fact, the Chinese coronavirus is still rearing its ugly head. Right now, masked up, Democrat-run California is reporting 4 times more cases than Florida. The economy has also not been rescued. Inflation is rampant and crushing real wages for American workers, with consumer prices soaring 6.2%, the fastest rate of inflation since 1990. The committee gushed over President Joe Biden's recently signed Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, claiming his Build Back Better agenda will have an immediate impact on Americans' lives. In contrast, the Congressional Budget Office's CBO analysis of the legislation shows it will increase deficits by $256 billion over the next decade. The memo also expressed hope for the future of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, and the Women's Health Protection Act, which the DCCC called reproductive care. Notably, the Women's Health Protection Act would, if signed into law, allow unlimited abortion in any state in the nation. Overall, Biden's approval has hit new lows. The Democrat president is losing support among some of the demographics who secured him a win in 2020 as he falters on the economy, immigration, the Afghanistan withdrawal, and crime. Democrats have been especially nervous since Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor race by pointedly campaigning against Democrat ideology, government overreach, and critical race theory. Youngkin's win is largely being heralded as a preview of the red wave expected to overtake Congress in 2022. In contrast, the DCCC claimed that House Republicans face an uphill battle convincing battleground voters to support them. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman Mike Berg told Fox News that Democrats have no coherent strategy or message. The DCCC releasing a one-year-out memo a week late embodies their incompetence, Burke said in a statement Monday. They have no coherent strategy or message, and their memo isn't worth the paper it's written on. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.